In the opening Mishnah, in the last Perek in Psachim, it says that a person should not eat on Erev Pesach, shouldn't fill himself up, Kadesh Yechol Matzah L'Teyavoin, on Pesach night, and it says he shouldn't eat Hatshe Techshach, until it's dark outside. Tosfos has a famous comment on the Mishnah that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that although the Gemara says in Brachas, that if a person wants to be mosif mechayla lakodesh, he can mekav dabes after plagam incha. And then the Gemara has a shaila, can he recite kiddush or not? The Gemara comes to the conclusion, yes, he can recite kiddush before the sun sets on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif. He can be mosif mechayla lakodesh. And if you can recite kiddush, it's understood, and kiddush alav makom suda, you can start the meal. Tosfos has two opinions. Can you finish the meal or not? Are you yotze the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos during this month of Tosefes or not? That's two opinions in Tosfos. So that's why in Shulchan Aruch they recommend that even if a person is mekabel Shabbos early and he starts the meal before the sun sets, he should save a kazayis, a kebetza, a yosem, a kebetza, three different opinions. He should save some bread for the end of the meal and eat it after tzeis hakochavim. So Tosfos says, even though all year long one can recite Kiddush after being mekabel Shabbos or Yontif early, mevod yom, on Pesach night he can't do that because you can't be yotze the mitzvah of matzah during this month of Tosefes. It says, ba'erev tochle matzahs. And it says, ba'ochlos habasa ba'layla hazeh. So Tosfos understands that ba'layla and ba'erev means davke after tzeis hakochav, and not during this month of Tosefes. That's how some interpret the Loshen and the Mechilta. That's quoted in the Haggadah, Yochol Mirash Chodesh, Tamalayim Abayom Ahu. Why should you think that the mitzvah of Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim can be fulfilled? Mirash Chodesh, the Nesiva writes in his Haggadah, because Chodesh Az Halachem Rosh Chodoshim, the month of Nisan was established by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Chodesh HaGeula. So that's this month that you should talk about the Geulas Mitzrayim. So Yochol Mirash Chodesh, Tamalayim Abayom Ahu. It's not all month long, it's only one day. When is the one day? Yochol Mibod Yom. One might have thought that Masif and Mechol Al HaKodesh, that you can fulfill a mitzvah during this man of Tosefes. That's how they say B'Shem Rab Chaim. Yochol Mibod Yom, you can fulfill the mitzvah during this man of Tosefes. Tam Loimar, Babazeh, Babazeh Lai Marti, Lebeshosh Esh Matzamor Monoch Melefanecha. You can't fulfill the mitzvah of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim unless you have the matzah and the morah of the Korban Pesach there, and that has to be Balayla because of what Tosefes said. Because that's Rechlas Habasa Balayla Hazeh and Ba'erev Tochel Matzah. This is in Shulchan Aruch, this is the only opinion that's quoted. I just quote this Tosfos and Psachim Daf Tzarek Tesam and based on the Loshan HaMishnah Ad Shetechsha. If you look there in Brachas, and Daf Chavzainam and based on that Gemara, so other Balayat Tosfos disagree. The Tosfos V'Harosh, Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, they disagree. They say that Pesach is the same as any other Shabbos and Yontif, and there's even an opinion you can finish the whole Korban Pesach b'mbod yom. Ida Pasuk says v'achlos habasa b'alayla, that means you can't eat the flesh of the Korban Pesach in the morning of Tezvav. You have to fulfill the mitzvah Korban Pesach at the beginning of Yontif. Beginning is m'bod yom would also be good, and yochol m'bod yom means bizman shchitas ha-Pesach. That doesn't mean after the zman of Kabbalah Tosefes Yontif. So that's why when the boys used to go to Russia, maybe they still do, I don't know, the boys used to go to Russia to make Siddurim for the Russian Jews. So apparently the Shkia was very late there. So the people just wouldn't come if they would wait to begin the Seder after Tzeis HaKocham. So they always used to make the Seder Mibod Yom during this month of Tosefes. And after they made the whole Seder for the Russian Jews, Acharei Kechlos HaKol, then they made Kiddush on themselves and made their own Seder after Tzeis HaKocham. They were relying, B'Shas HaPchak, for the Russian Jews, they were relying on the other Rishonim whose opinions are not even mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says you shouldn't even say Kiddush until it's Tzeis HaKocham. Why shouldn't you say Kiddush? So the Magen Avraham and the Taz have two different explanations. One explanation is that all of the mitzvahs HaLaila have to be fulfilled after Laila, after Tzeis HaKochavim. Not only Korban Pesach, Ve'ochlos Habasa Balayla, not only Matzah, but Erev Tochel Matzahs, Erev and Laila goes after Tzeis HaKochavim, even Arba Kaisis, which is only with the Rabbanon, you kind of have a Pasuk on that, all the mitzvahs halayla, the maror with sipit seisim saim, all the mitzvahs have to be fulfilled balayla. So drinking the arba kaisis, the first cup of wine, the first of the arba kaisis is the kiddush. You have to drink the cup of kiddush after seis akraham. According to that understanding, let's say the chazan knows it's going to take him 6 minutes to say kiddush. So he can really start saying kiddush before seis akraham, as long as he knows by the end, he has a chazan, it's going to take him 6 minutes. As long as he knows, he's not going to get to drink the wine till after Tzeis HaKacham. The other version that they, one is the Taz, one is the Magen Avraham. The other explanation that they give is that Sipi Tzeis Mitzrayim has to be Balayla. And the reciting of the Kiddush is the beginning of Sipi Tzeis Mitzrayim. The Chachamim established that on Pesach night we shall fulfill the story of Sipi, we should fulfill the mitzvah of Sipi Tzeis Mitzrayim within the framework of four brachas alakos. That's a question that some of the Rishonim pose. How come we always recite the Birchas HaMitzvah before we perform a mitzvah, before you put on your tefillin, and before you put on your tzitzis, and so on? So how come there's no Birchas HaMitzvah with respect to Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim? So the Nesivus, in his commentary on Haggadah, in the Maaseh Nisim Haggadah, gives the following answer. He says, when you say shakal over a cup of coffee, how come you don't say a bechasan v'shekereshan v'mitzvahs v'tzivanu levorach alo echlim? There's a takonim of the Rabbanah to recite bechasanen when you eat food. There's a mitzvah in our Torah to recite kiddush. So how come we don't recite a bechasan mitzvah before we say kiddush? Ashekereshan v'mitzvahs v'tzivanu lekadeshes haShabbos. So there's a mitzvah in our Torah to recite bechasan mazon. How come we don't recite a bechasan mitzvah before we recite bechasan mazon? So he says one answer, that whenever the mitzvah itself is performed in the form of a bracha, so the Chacham didn't feel it necessary to introduce a Birchas HaMitzvah in advance. So one step past that would be, not only when the mitzvah is fulfilled in the form of a bracha, what if the mitzvah is fulfilled within the framework of brachas? The Takanas Chachamim was, the mitzvah should be fulfilled in the framework of brachas. The Netziv has about this, that we fulfill Kriya Shema, I'll say the habrachas, the Kriya Shema in Birchas Seho. So you say two brachas before and one bracha after. So we don't have to recite a Birchas HaMitzvah before we say Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema, although it's not fulfilled in the form of a bracha, it's fulfilled within the framework of brachas. And the same thing, duchening. The Gemara says, different Tanoim and Amoraim live to a ripe old age. When the Talmidim asked them, Harachta Yomim, so each one attributed his arichas yamim to some other special schus that he had. So one of the chachamim said that he was always medaktik to recite the bracha before he would duchen. So the rishonim ask a question: isn't it required? Isn't that shekadoshani b'kedushas shalom? It's one of the chazamis al biavo. So the yes, isn't that the din that kol hamitzvus kulam avarach alayim ovel asiyasam? Why does the more present it as if it was a midas chasidus? So the Netziv explains, based on the Rishonim that he quotes, a Balamor and a Rabbeinu Yoin and Brachas, Balamor and Rosh Hashanah. So he says, no, duchening has to be fulfilled at the conclusion of Chazaras HaShatz, in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, after, right before Sim Shalom. The Brachas is called Brichas Kohanim. Sim Shalom is called Brichas Kohanim. So since the Takanas Chachamim was that duchening has to be fulfilled, the mitzvah on the Siyas Kapayim has to be fulfilled within the framework of the brachas of Chazaras HaShatz, so they never really were misaken the Birchas HaMitzvah in advance of the duchening. And it was only a Midas Chasidus that that Tana had. He personally said a bracha. What is the Midas Chasidus based on? So they explain, based on a Zohar, that it's not Derech Eretz to give a bracha to a Bas of Adam without first giving a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the Nesiva says when he gets to mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night. The mitzvah is not fulfilled in the form of brachas. We fulfill a mitzvah by giving a whole Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's fulfilled within the framework of brachas. The Chachamim set it up. We should have four brachas alakos, Birchas HaKiddush, Birchas HaShir Ge'olona, Birchas HaMazon, and Birchas HaShir, and everything else is squeezed in between. So since the mitzvah is being fulfilled within the framework of these four brachas, so they didn't feel compelled, they didn't feel it necessary to be misaken another Birchas HaMitzvah. So that's the other explanation that's given. Why can't you recite Kiddush mibod yom? Why do you have to wait to recite Kiddush after Tzeis HaKachovim? So half of the Achronim say because the drinking of the first cup is one of the mitzvahs halayla. And all the mitzvahs halayla have to be after Tzeisar Kochav. The other explanation is not only the drinking of the cup, mitzvah, I know it's going to take 6 minutes to say Kiddush, the reciting of the Kiddush itself has to be after Tzeisar Kochav, because the four brachas alakos are the framework of the fulfillment of the mitzvah of CPCS Mitzrayim.
So we nowadays commonly say brachas that just midas chasidus.
Who says a bracha? Yeah, that's how the Netziv understands the Gemara, that's the midas chasidus of that Amora. Yeah, that Tana, that Amora in the Gemara, correct.
And also for people who drink one of our brachas after, so could they
after Chatzos, we explained the other day, there was a machlokes on Kufchof on the base between Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lozem, and Azariah, whether Chatzos by Korban Pesach is deraisa derabbanan. So the Gemara says, if it's deraisa, then it's hukash matzah, hukash de Korban Pesach, so you have to finish matzah also by Chatzos. If Chatzos is only exera derabbanan by Korban Pesach, so then it doesn't carry you over to the others. Because only by Korban Pesach there is a chashash, if you'll permit the person to eat all night long, he may eat the Korban Pesach after Alos HaShachar. It's pitch black outside. They didn't have any clocks. They didn't have any watches. So you can easily make a mistake and you'll be Oivan and Issa Koris. But if you're going to eat the matzah after Alos HaShachar, it's not such a serious Issa eating before davening Shachris. And saying a bracha, birchas HaMitzvah, unnecessarily. Brocha Levatole, the Chachmei Ashkenaz holds only the Rabbanon. And eating before Shachris, it could be it's only an Asmachta in the Rabbanon. So eating after Chatzos, the Pashtus is that we really pass like Rabbi Akiva, that after Chatzos is only the Rabbanon, not the Reis. Taisus raised an objection, maybe the din should be like Rabbi Lozem and Azariah, because the Stam Mishnah and the end of Azer Mekoyman is like Rabbi Lozem and Azariah. The Gemara says there, the Mishnah has a double negative, Ein Anechel El Ad Chatzos. It sounds so chomer, it sounds like it's a din deraisa. So the Stam Mishnah sounds like Rabbi Lozem and Azariah. So Tosfos on Kufchof and Beis raised the possibility, maybe we should pass on like Rabbi Lozem and Azariah. So that's what we're machmer to finish the Arba Kaisis and everything by Chatzos, to be choshish for that opinion. But Mikra din, we really hold not so. That the Korban Pesach is really all night long, it's only with the Rabbanon. That chomer and the Rabbanon was never instituted when it gave to Matz, when it gave to Arba Kaisis. So you can't establish from that you should be able to make the Kiddush before. There are other Bali Ataisis who disagree with our Taisis. And Brochas and Daf Chav Zayin and Beis, they hold that it's the same as all year long. Rochlas Abasa Balayla doesn't mean Balayla. It means the first half of the day, Lapuki in the morning. You can't eat the Korban Pesach on Yom Tezvah, but you can eat the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. Once you're Mekabel Yontif, Tosefes Yontif is Chal, Masif and Mechoyla La Kiddush. The Rambam sounds like he doesn't hold from Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif at all. The Rambam only writes there's a din of Tosefes on Yom Kippur, Lefaneh al Achreh. He never writes Tosefes by Shabbos or by Yontif. So there are different opinions in Achreinim. So the Pashtus is the Rambam holds there's no Chiyuv min HaTorah, there isn't even a Chiyuv min the Rabbanon, and it's not even Chal. Not even Chal, not min HaTorah, not min Rabbanon, not even Chal. So if you all like the Rambam, so you have no choice. You can't be Moshe Mechoyla LaKodesh. How can the Gemara say Kiddush? How can say Kiddush Mabod Yom? So the Rambam explains it. Kiddush doesn't have to be recited on Shabbos. I say Kiddush, Somach L'Knisas HaShabbos, Lefaneho L'Achreho. Around the time that Shabbos enters, either Shabbos is about to enter or soon after Shabbos did enter. So the Rambam holds it can be Yotze Kiddush on Erev Shabbos.
I guess I was thinking about people who are
The other mitzvahs are not included in that, so the other mitzvahs are not going to, it's still not the same thing because the chatzos is really a chumra. We really don't hold like Rav Lozem and Azariah, but this Taisus holds this is a real din. Taisus interprets the mission that this is a real din. There are Balei Taisus who disagree with the mitzvah. Taisus holds that it's Mikra din. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't even mention the others who disagree. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch starts off, that the Seder should begin the Kiddush after Tzeisar Kochav. Yeah, we have the Simonim of the Seder, Kadesh, Shulchatz, Karpatz, Yachatz, and so on. This is quoted by the Hagos Maimoni on the bottom of the Rambam, in the basement Rosh Hashal Rashi. This came from the Rishonim. What are you washing before you dip the carpus into salt water? So the Gemara explains what it's all about. The Gemara says that there's a din that dovish etivula b'mashke needs until it's a daim. Why? Because tam yadaim shniyos hang. That's a takana of the Rabbanon. And a sheni can passel truma. If a person will touch truma with his bare hands, if he didn't wash until it's a daim in advance, tam yadaim shniyos hang, so passel a truma or kachim, and he won't be able to eat it. So there's a din. Since if I touch the truma with my bare hands, the truma will become nifsol, because it can, by chulin, the truma can only go to the level of sheni. By truma goes to the level of shlishi, by kachim it goes to the level of revi bakodesh, and by paraduma goes to the level of chamishim. That's a tosefta. So kol ha-paisel es ha-truma, stam yadayim ha-shnius, can pasel truma, make it into a shlishi. If I touch water, so I'll make the water into Rishon L'tumah. Even though my hands are a sheni, and the tumah always goes down a madrega, whenever the tumah is transmitted, told the same lavka yaitzabahem. The Gemara says in the first daf in Baba Kama, whenever tumah is transmitted, so it always goes down a madrega. And Tyson says over there, even cherev haria kecholo, that a mace says avi avoy satumah, in a kli mateches, it's cherev rekechol and zolabi abayis atumah. So Tais says it also goes down a madrega. Cherev rekechol, can I make another cherev rekechol? The tumah, when it's transmitted, always goes down a madrega. So this is a yotzim in a klal on top of a yotzim in a klal, that the hands are shniyos, the rest of the body is tohor, doesn't exist on the level of the raisa. Part of the body is tummy, part of the body is tohor. And that a human being should be a sheni doesn't exist. A person, Odom Mikalim or Odom Mikabal Tumah from an Av HaTumah or above. So an Odom can never be a Sheini. He can't be Mikabal Tumah from a Rishon. So the whole thing is a Chiddush al Gabi Chiddush to say that Stam Yadayim Shnei Yosein. And then Chiddush al Gabi Chiddush al Gabi Chiddush that the Yadayim are Shnei Yos. And if you touch Mashkim, you make it into a Rishon. Makes the Mashkim into a Rishon L'Tumah. That's a Chiddush al Gabi Chiddush. Instead of the level of tumah going down a madrega, when it's being transmitted, it goes up a madrega. So what's the great tragedy? So if I'll dip something into a mashke, I may touch by accident, and my finger may touch the mashke, it'll make the mashke into a rishon l'tumah. So what'll be the great tragedy? So it'll be rishon l'tumah. No, then I may drink, I may swallow some of that mashke, and that'll make me tumah. On the level of the raisa vayter, it doesn't exist. There is no such thing. Oklam mashkin can never be an av hatumah. The klal is in the last daf in Erevin. Kol shein lo tarim mikveh in anasa av hatumah. Tarim mikveh is only odom v'kelim, except for kli cheres. Ochel mamashkim have no tarim mikveh. And even mayim, if mayim become tami, you do hashoke, so Rashi explains in many places in Shas, hashoke is not tefillah v'mikveh, it's a din of zriya. It's a different halacha. So the Gemara has this klal in the end of Erevin. Kol dav shein lo tarim mikveh in anasa av hatumah. Ochel mamashkim can never become can never become an av hatumah. So an odom is only mekabel tumah from an av hatumah or from avi avos hatumah. Can't be mekabel tumah from lower. So we say kolam etames hatumah, kolapesel es hatumah metames hamashkim liyastchilo. If I'm going to touch with my hands without washing until sedain, I'll touch mashkim, so I'll make the mashkim into a rishon l'tumah. And then I'll be eating the whatever it is I'm dipping a cookie, or I'm dipping a vegetable or a fruit into water, so I'll be eating the fruit with the water, so when I'll swallow enough of the water, that'll make me tummy. But the water is only a rishon l'tumah, how can it make me tummy? So that's another chumrim in the Rabban. That's called psul hagviya. Gviya means the body. Psul hagviya means when you eat ochlam tmeim, when you drink mashkim tmeim, mishnayis increases that it makes you tummy. Mishnayis and taras also makes you tummy. So the whole thing was a chumra on top of a chumra on top of a chumra, which made sense. All right, the chumras made sense. Bizman sheis hamikdash shayikan, people were careful. They don't want to become tummy. They're going to eat a korban pesach. If they're going to make themselves tummy, they won't be able to eat a korban pesach. Bizman hazeh, nobody's eating any korban pesach. Nobody's eating any maisa sheni. Nobody's eating any truma. Bizman hazeh. So the whole thing is irrelevant. Whoever attended a funeral is already a tummy mace. Everybody's an av hatumah. So what do you mean? We're going to wash until it's a dime to take off stami yadayim shnei yosein. The whole body is tummy. Everybody's an av hatumah. If you don't have paraduma water, So we're in Gansen Tomei. So Tosis is of the opinion that the whole institution of Netilas Yadayim Fidobish at Tivula Mamashka doesn't make any sense today. It doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds the Tanoi made a Takone, Bizman HaTanoim, it didn't make sense because it was Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYekayim, and people were Makbid on Tahara. So the Takone de Rabbanon continues on Bizman Hazeh, even though it doesn't make any sense today, even though everybody's completely Tomei anyway. So it's a machlekes in between Tosfos and the Rambam where they have to wash with Dovish and Tevulah Mamashke. So the Shulchan Aruch says you should be machma like the Rambam to wash, but you should leave out the bracha, because according to Tosfos you don't have to wash today, it'll be a bracha levatola. So we go to Chumrah in both directions. We wash until it's Yadayim and we don't say a bracha. That's why Urchatz Karpas, because you're going to dip the Karpas into Dovish and Tevulah Mamashke. So that's why you need the Netilas Yadayim. That's why you need the Tilas Yadayim in advance. The Taz writes, commenting on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, Ma nishtana halayla hazeh mikol halaylos. How come on Pesach night everybody washes without a bracha v'dovah shetivula b'mashke, and all year long people eat fruits and vegetables that are rinsed off and they have tivula b'mashke and they dip a cookie into coffee and they eat the cookie. Everybody's eating dovah shetivula b'mashke and they're not washing the Tilas Yadayim. So he says, Mikan tochachas megula, from Pesach night this shows that we're all doing wrong all year long. You should really wash with Dovish and Tevulah Mamashke all year long. That's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, what the Taz says. We should really wash all year long without a bracha for Dovish and Tevulah Mamashke. Let's say you have an apple that you rinsed off. So you're not allowed to eat the apple unless you wash until it's your time, or unless you dry off the apple. You dry off the apple, so it's no longer Dovish and Tevulah Mamashke. But to eat the apple with the droplets of water on the outside, that's according to the Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to wash without a bracha. The Netziv in the Hagdamah to his Haggadah comes to defend the Minhag HaOlam, why all year long the people do not wash with Dovish and Tevulah Mamashke, and only on Pesach night they wash. So he says, well, on Pesach night we do a lot of things Zecher LeMikdash. So the Bizman Hazeh doesn't make any sense to wash with Dovish and Tevulah Mamashke. So all year long we follow Tosfos, we don't follow the Rambam. On Pesach night we do other things that are Zecher LeMikdash, and this is also Zecher LeMikdash. Many old Haggadahs in Yekesh HaGodes, and some of the Yekes have the practice today also, that only the father of the household, the one who's reciting the Haggadah, washes for the Karpas. The rest of the people don't wash. So that's following this suggestion of the Netziv, that it's really only Zecher LeMikdash. So the father of the house, the Netziv quotes from the Vilna Gaon, why is the meaning that one person, the one who's reciting the Haggadah, wears a kittel? What is that all about? So the Magen Avraham writes that the wearing of the kittel to the Seder is for the following reason. On Pesach night, all year long we make a Zecher LeChurban. So you don't have a wedding. You're not supposed to have a wedding with a Viennese table. You're not supposed to have, you go to a wedding, they give you chicken, flesh, they give you 10 different kinds of meat and people throw out half of the food. They give you so many different courses. So the Gemara says, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, you have to cut back on all of the courses and the meals, and you shouldn't use such fancy silverware and gold and silver things and tablecloths. You have to tone everything down, except for Pesach night. Pesach night is Manche Reseinu, so we take out the most expensive silverware and everything, the nicest, and so that lest the person let this go to his head, that's Manche Reseinu, so he may sin. So the Magen Avraham says, that's the reason why we wear a kittel, Yaskala Yama Misa. We should remind ourselves that we're all going to die, we're going to be buried with a kittel, and we should be careful not to sin. So that's why the Magen Avraham says that if a person is in Avelis, let's say a person was in the middle of Shiva, and Yontav canceled Shiva, so he's still in the middle of Shloshim. Or a pair, even though Shloshim is over, but he has to observe Avelis Yud Beis Chodesh. So if one is still in the middle either of Avelis of Shloshim or Avelis of Yud Beis Chodesh, so the meaning is that he doesn't wear a kittel, he doesn't have to be Yaskelo Yama Misa, the Misa is in front of his eyes, he's still observing the Avelis. So that's what the Magen Avraham says, that the idea behind wearing the kittel is Yaskala Yom HaMisa. And then the Netziv quotes from the Vilna Gaon, Netziv was the Rosh Yeshiva in Valozhin the last 39 years, and Valozhin carried over all the traditions of the Vilna Gaon, all the Minhagim. So the Vilna Gaon said that the reason for the kittel is totally a different reason, that the Gemara says, Bameshi Mishmeshe Kol Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, Aaron didn't begin to do HaKrovas HaKrabonis till the Shmini LeMiluim. So the Psukim say Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodas HaKarbonis the last 7 days in Chodesh Adar. So, but big dekuna is only for Aaron Abanov. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed to wear big dekuna. So he just wore his regular suit. If the Gemara thinks that it doesn't make any sense, he must have worn something special. Gemara asks, "Bameshi mishmashi kol shivus me'am yilun." The Gemara says he must have worn a chaluk lovim. He probably wore a nice white kittel. So the Nitziv, so the Vilna Gaon suggests that when the Jews probably went to Yerushalayim to eat Korban Pesach, or when they went to Yerushalayim to eat any Kodesh Mekalim for that matter, he says it doesn't really make sense that they wore their regular suit. When they're going to eat Kodesh Mekalim, they probably wore also a chaluk lovim. He's reconstructing history over here. So he says they probably wore a chaluk lovim, they probably wore a nice white kittel, a bekavadika kittel, to show that they're eating Kodesh Mekalim now. So we wear a kittel on Pesach night, zechel amigdash, but only the father of the household does this zechel amigdash. That's why many of the yekis have a practice, only the father of the household washes for karpas, because washing for karpas is not really the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, that we're choshish for the Rambam shita, that you should wash with dosha tevula b'mashke, and then we don't want to say a bracha because we're choshish for Tosu shita, maybe a bracha l'batola. No. Washing for the karpas is zechel amigdash. Only the father of the household washes. In Shulchan Aruch, we assume that everybody should wash with Dovish and Tavula
B'mashka. According to the first reason, why isn't this an issue that because of that adults, but that children wear kittel because it's already the velos and it's to remind them not to be too happy? So shouldn't this be an issue of a velos for Hesi Yontif? If the person charged with the kittel every single year, and now he's not
Lel Seder
because
he's an Avelis. Everybody else wears a kittel as a siman of Avelis. He's not wearing the kittel. He's doing a simcha. I mean, why is anyone allowed to wear a kittel? Yaskalo Yamamisa is always a good idea. It's not a Neo Gavelis. According to the reason of the Vilna Goyen, it really shouldn't make a difference whether one is an Avelis or not. Even if one is an Avelis, he should still wear a kittel. Zechala Megdash.
How come we don't make a bracha on it? Mitzad minna. It's actually not really a good thing.
Why don't we say bracha on what?
I'm sorry, for washing. Washing before dipping. Mitzad minna.
On Pesach night.
Or especially according to...
All year long we don't say bracha on Dov Shet Tevul B'mashka. We're choshish for Shita Sateses, that you don't have to wash.
I know, I'm saying, but we do it because...
Choshish for the Rambam, we go lechum in both directions. Whenever you do a mitzvah that you're mesupik, let's say you put on tefillin on a chol hamoed. Many people wear tefillin on a chol hamoed without a bracha. Why? Because it's a machlokes harishonim whether chol hamoed is chayv in tefillin. So you put on tefillin without a bracha. Whenever you do a mitzvah, that's a machlokes whether you have to do it or not. So you do the mitzvah without a bracha.
It doesn't have the status of like a minhag.
I don't think so. It's not a minig. We do it b'torah sofik bracha. So we do the mitzvah, you don't say the bracha. Mi sofik? Sofik bracha is lahakel. Yeah.
So the reason we don't say bracha is because we're chashash on Tosfot. It says that we don't do the washing.
Right.
So is that implied that the Rambam would hold that they do say bracha?
Rambam says explicitly, you do say bracha. Yeah. The Vilna Gaon used to say bracha all year long when he washed for Dovish and Tevula B'mashke. He followed the Rambam. He thought that Tosfos was wrong. He followed the Rambam. Many Rishonim said a bracha by Urchatz. Half of the Rishonim did say a bracha. You look in the old Svarim, they did say a bracha before when they washed the karpa.
The original books and the other ways that they said a bracha and then somebody stuck
anything. They changed it. He said they changed the nusach in the piyut. The Tosfos quotes Elokei Haruchos that in a lot of shuls they say on Shabbos HaGadol, there's a long period that goes through all the dinim of Pesach and the whole Seder of the Haggadah. So in the old text it said that you do say a bracha when you wash before dipping in the karpas. And then they changed it to say that you don't say a bracha because the minhag developed that they didn't say a bracha, but there were different minhagim, different kehillot.
According to the second reason, that reason is it's sort of, you know, reminiscence of that the Jews were, that they wore the kippah when they ate. So on the one hand, we're trying to limit what we eat on Pesach night because we don't want it to appear as though we're eating the kach, you know, outside of Shrine, but at the same time, we're making it appear as though that's what we're doing.
Yeah, the Gemara says that the Shnei Tavshilin that the Mishnah says, it's unclear whether the Shnei Tavshilin is only after the Churban Abayis or even Mizman Abayis. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Shnei Tavshilin was introduced after the Churban Abayis, Echad Zechel HaPesach, Echad Zechel HaChagiga. So the Tanoim introduced such a practice to have a Zecha LePesach and a Zecha LeChagiga. And the Rosh claims that the Olaf Yikoyman is a Zecha LeKorban Pesach. We do a lot of things. Zecha LeMigdash Kehilo, we do Korach Zecha LeMigdash. So the Vilna Gaon claims this is another Zecha LeMigdash. The Kittel is another Zecha LeMigdash. And the Tilos Yadayim is another Zecha LeMigdash. We do a lot of things Zecha LeMigdash. We're afraid people shouldn't think that we're eating Kachim Bachutz. And you got to be careful not to eat Zli. But we make a lot of things Zecha LeMigdash.
The first, the
beginning part of the Seder, and
see if where everything is presented, he might think, and he leaves in the middle, he might think that everyone's getting ready to eat.
I don't know. Good question. I don't know. Who wears a kittel? I think the meaning is that all the married men wear a kittel. Even though they're not, leading the Seder. In the minute, even guessed by other people. If they're married, they wear a kittel. Yeah?
The reason why the mashke would be kind of the belt is because of there's some mashke that are kabbal satuma. So what's the reason why we go there that?
What's the reason that we go there what?
Why are we go there for the Gvia to say that, you know, you're still.
Why if you eat mashkim tmein, why it's metameyum?
Yeah.
The first perek in Shabbos, in the end, by the Yud Ches Gzeres, they give a whole reason. That the person may be eating truma and drinking mashkim tmein at the same time, and he's going to be metame the truma in his mouth before he swallows it. So they said that then, that even if he swallowed it already, we don't let you eat the truma, because next thing you know is that he'll chew in his mouth the truma, the karbonis, and he'll have the mashkim tmein. Simultaneously. I think that's the reason that the Gemara gives.
So by the Yekis, if everybody's wearing a kittel, why doesn't everyone wash? Why is it just about that?
The Yekis, wearing a kittel.
Who? Everybody wears a kittel?
Nobody wears a kittel.
So, okay, fine.
Rabbi Breuer used to wear a kittel because he wasn't a Yekis, he was a Hungarian. His father came from Papa, I think. But the Yekis, I think nobody wears a kittel. Different minhagim. They're all wonderful menhagim. Yeah, what's his story with Karpas? He said, Bor Pi Adom on the Karpas. So Tosis quotes from this piyut from Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim that starts off with the words Elokei Haruchais, that when you say Bor Pi Adom on the Karpas, you should have in mind that the bracha should cover the morer also, because when you say Hamoitzi and you eat a meal, only those foods are covered with the Hamoitzi if the Dvam Haboy Machmas Hasuda. If it's to fill you up, or it's to give you nourishment. But if a guy has a chocolate bar in the middle of the meal, it has nothing to do with the rest of the meal. A guy drinks a glass of schnapps in the middle of the meal, it has nothing to do with the rest of the meal. Then you got to say a bracha before. So Tosis quotes Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, which normal person eats mora in the middle of a meal? You got to be crazy to eat mora. It doesn't taste good. It's bitter. So you got to say Bar Pri Adama when you eat Mara. So he finds that Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim considers that there's a problem over here. You're going to say both Bar Pri Adama and the Brach Alachilas Mara on the same piece of Mara. He says that should be a violation of Enois and Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. When you say Hamoitzin Alachilas Matzah, so in Shulchan Aruch they say you should eat two Kezesim. Hamoitzin goes on the Lechem Mishnah, and Alachilas Matzah goes on the Prusim. So the brachas really go on two different things. But you're going to say, in the middle of them, you're going to say Bar Pri Adom and Al Achilas Maror. So you're saying the Bichas HaNenin on the Maror, and you're saying Bichas HaMitzvah on the Maror. So Yosef Tuvelim considers this the problem of Ein Oysa Mitzvah's Chavilas Chavilas. Tosis makes fun of it. Tosis, what kind of Chavilas Chavilas? You say Kiddush. You say Bar Pri Adom and then you say the Kiddush on the same thing. Bichas HaNenin. Tosafot thinks it's not an issue. There's no problem of Eisa Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Yosef Tuvelim held there was a problem, so he said that's why the Chachamim introduced you should say Bar Pri Adom on the Karpas before the meal. You have in mind that the Bar Pri Adom should cover the Maror after Hamoitz. Tosafot has a taina against that because the Mishnah says even though you wash before dipping the Karpas into the salt water, you have to wash again when you're about to eat the matzah. So Gemara said, but you already washed before. What do you have to wash again now? The Gemara answered, because there's a Hesach Hadas in between. Since there's so much Haggad in between, so the person is going to be Misiach Das from Shmiris HaYadayim, and it's going to be again Snab Yadayim Askoni Yisein, Snab Yadayim Shni Yisein. So you got to wash again before Hamoitzi. So Tosfos says, the Gemara said there's a Hesach Hadas. How can you say the Bar Piadom and the Karpas covers the Mor? So what happened? So how the Mor is not Dvarim Haboy Machmas Hasuda? So how come you don't say Hadama on the Mor? So Tosfos says it is Dvarim Haboy Machmas Hasuda, and Tosfos and Brochas and Psochim give two different suggestions. One suggestion Tosfos gives is that tonight it's on the menu. The Torah says that Morer is on the menu, whether you like it or not. The Rabbanu Shlom made up the menu. So tonight it's Dvarim Haboy Machmas Hasuda. The other opinion of Tosfos says you don't need the Rabbanu Shalom. A lot of people, a lot of non-Jews, eat vegetable salad in the middle of a meal. People eat the lettuce in the middle of a meal. Not so unusual. So it is Dvarim Haboy Machmas Hasuda in Mitzius. You don't have to come on to Halacha. Al Pi Halacha, it's Dvarim Haboy. So Tosfos disagrees with Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam. They say you don't need Bar Pi Adama in the Mor. It's covered with Hamoitzi. It's Dvarim Haboy Machmas Hasuda. And the Bar Pi Adama that you said in the Karpas cannot cover the Mor because it's a Hesach Hadas. What does Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam think about this? So the Tosfos explains, he thinks that the Gemara said it's a Hesach Hadas from the Shmiras HaYadayim. That's why you have to wash again, but it's not a Hesach Hadas from eating. He knows in advance when he says Adama Karpas, he knows they're going to have Morer in the middle of the meal. So there is no Hesach Hadas from the eating. It's only Hesach Hadas from the Shmiras HaYadayim. So it's really a machlokes, Tosfos and Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam, is there a Hesach Hadas? According to Tosfos, that there's a Hesach Hadas between the eating of the Karpas and the eating of the Morer, then there's an issue. Maybe you should say Bori Nefoshes if they finish eating the Karpas. According to Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam, you shouldn't say. The whole purpose of the Bar Pi Adom is to cover the Mor. You should be dafke, not say Bar Nefosh. But according to Tosfos, you know, you got to be Mesiach Das, so you should really say Bar Nefoshes. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch quotes the suggestion of the Maharam Rutenberg. Maharam Rutenberg was the end of the period of the Bali HaTosfos. And we mentioned he carried on the traditions of the Hasidic Ashkenaz. The Mishkan Es Yankee writes in his Tshuva about Erev, and he has a footnote. So he writes, the Maharam Rutenberg introduced many hanhogas based on the style of Hasidic Ashkenaz to be choshish for all the different opinions. Until the days of the Hasidic Ashkenaz, the Ashkenazim followed Rashi and Tosfos, or whatever, Tosfos, and the Sfaradim followed the Rambam. And then the Hasidic Ashkenaz introduced a theme into Psak Halacha, try to be choshish for all the shittas. And it's quoted more than 10 places in Shulchan Aruch, things that were introduced by the Maharam Rutmer. We mentioned the other day, Maharam Rutmer introduced, there's a machlokes about the Yemafresh Challah or not, if you lush iso b'mei peres, if you make cake without any water. So because of the machlokes, so the psak is Yemafresh Challah without a brocha. So that's always not right to do a mitzvah without a brocha. So he introduced, Shulchan Aruch quotes, the recommendation of the Maharam Rutmer, should always pour in, even when you're making a cake with the May Paris, you should always pour in enough water that you could have kneaded the cake without the May Paris. So it's Vada Chai Mechala, and you say a bracha. Or the second night of Rosh Hashanah, there's a machlekes, what they say, Shachyanam and Kiddush or not, it's a Yom Arichta, every other Yom Tov Shein Shel Golias, of course you say Shachyanam, because it's a Sveika de Yom. So whatever you said last night, you say tonight. The second night of Rosh Hashanah is a machlekes, the Rosh, and the end of Rosh Hashanah. Because the machlekes of Rishonim, so the Maharam Rutmer, who was the Rebbe of the Rosh, introduced, you should always have the Begat Chodesh or Pi Chodesh, so for sure the Shachyanu is in place. There are more cases. The Shulchan Aruch has more than 10 cases scattered about in all the Abay Chalko Shulchan Aruch, where the Maharam Rutmer introduced these themes. They try to be Yotzei, they call it Shittas. Then you look in the Mishnah Brura, he multiplied it by 1,000. Every other page in the Shulchan Aruch, he tells you, stand on your head and do it with this finger in order to satisfy all the Bir Aloch, always like that. Tells you always to be chayshish for all the shittas. But this was the theme that was picked up from the Hasidic Ashkenaz. We had the Tosfos in Gemara where Tosfos had the lashon Machmer Tovol Abrocha. Tosfos said two lashonis in the Gemara, and the Shaila had a paskin. So Tosfos recommends you should be machmer, that the salt is kalah habishul, so you shouldn't put in salt into a klisheni. That's when the Hasidic Ashkenaz that came in. So the Hagos Maimoni on the bottom of the Rambam quotes this, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Maharam Rutmer. When you eat the karpas, you should dafke have less than a kazayit, because according to Tosfos, it's going to be a hesach hadas, and you're going to have to say bar nefoshes after eating the karpas. The best is to eat less than a kazayit. Oymid kineg, there's the Rambam. The Rambam says when you have karpas, you should have a kazayis. You should have a kazayis. So the Hagos Maimoni quotes from the Maharam Rutenberg, Isn't it strange? The Rambam has, like a kitzur Shulchan Aruch, tells you how to do a Seder, step by step by step, everything in order. And he says, when you have karpas, each one of the members of the household has to have a kazayas. And then when it comes to moror, he doesn't say you need a kazayas. Karpas, you need a kazayas. And moror, he didn't say you need a kazayas. Matzah, of course he writes you need a kazayas. Moror, he never wrote you need a kazayas. So the Maram Rutmerk thought there must be a mistake in the manuscript. The line that says you need a kazayas probably belongs to the moror. It doesn't belong to the karpas. And more correct is, you should not eat a kazayas after the karpas, because according to the Tesis, you'll have to say, Nefoshes called the Obdiya Hesachadas. So that's, the Rambam probably is not a mistake, because now they have the new editions of the Rambam, they collected all the manuscripts, they don't have any manuscript in the Rambam where it has like that. All the Kisveyad, they all have that Yehida Kazayas of the Karpas. The Rambam understood, whether you like it or not, the Rambam understood that once the Chachamim made a Takana to have Karpas, for whatever reason, whether it be Yosef Tuvelim's reason or whatever reason it is, they made a takona that this is a mitzvah sachila. So you have to have a kazayas. Everyone has to have a kazayas of the karpas. The Rambam and the quotes from the Rif and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. we all have haggadahs. Everybody has more than enough haggadahs usually in their house. Maxwell House Coffee used to give out haggadahs for nothing, and everybody has more than enough haggadahs. You get haggadahs in the mail for all the hospitals in Eretz Yisrael, no orphanages in Eretz, everybody has haggadahs. But in the days of the Rambam, nobody had any haggadahs. So the Baal HaBatin didn't know how to make a Seder. So the rabbi had the obligation, they didn't make a communal Seder either. It would have made life easy. So the rabbi had the obligation to go after Mayrav. He told his wife and his children, go to sleep. And I'll wake you up in another couple of hours. He went to everyone's home and he made a Seder. He said the Kiddush from the beginning to the end. He said everything for this Baal HaBas. Then he went to the next home, next home, next home. So the Rambam and the Rif explained, how can he say Kiddush for them? But he's not being Yotzei Kiddush himself. He says, Al Achilas Matzah for them, but he's not eating. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that Yotzei Moitzei, even though I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah now, I already was Yotzei, or I don't want to be Yotzei now, I want to be Yotzei later. When I'll come home, he can say all the brachas for them. But in Bichas HaNenin, you don't say Yotzei Moitzei, only Bichas HaMitzvah, or Bar Piagofen of Kiddush, or HaMoitzei Lech Menoretz of Al Achilas Matzah. The Gemara says, there you say Yotzei Moitzei. So Rabbi Kiveger, on the bottom of the page of the Shulchan Aruch, raises the issue. He quotes from the Rosh, who raises the issue. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't explain it. How can I say Bar Pri Hadoma? I'm saying the Seder for all these people. I say Bar Pri Hadoma for them, and I'm not eating the Karpas at all. So that's Mamish Birchas HaNenin, that stands alone. Bar Pri HaGofen goes along with the Kiddush. Amotzi goes along with Al Achilas Matzah. The Bar Pri HaGofen of the Karpas stands alone. So it's a plain old Bichas HaNenin. So how can I say Bichas HaNenin for the other person if I'm not eating with them? So Rabbi Kiveger quotes one line from the Rosh. Since the Chachamim were misakin that you have to have karpas, so the Bar Piadam is part of the Haggadah, and you also say Yatzamayt. So that's like the Rambam, that everybody has to eat a kazayis. It's like a mitzvah sachila, you have to have a kazayis. And this is part of the text that is not just a Bichas HaNenin. We consider the Bar Piadam over the karpas, as if it's an integral part of the Haggadah.
And it's also not like, that you said it would be chavilos, right? It's also kind of the idea that if you say, okay, Rekha Manana, the martyr, it would be chavilos. It sounds like it is also, even the Rekha Manana is also part of the, subsumed under the Rekha Manana.
Part of the Haggadah, yeah, I treat it like part of the Haggadah. It's part of the text of the Haggadah. So I say Yotzei Moitzei, just like the Haggadah. In the days of the Gemara, all the Talmidim used to stay in the yeshiva, and used to eat in the yeshiva. So the Rosh Yeshiva said the whole Haggadah for everybody. It was Moitzei everybody with Tzipi Yisias Mitzrayim with Shamei Koina. So here, the rabbi goes to everyone's home. It's not Shamei Koina. The rabbi wants to go home and eat later, another couple of hours. When he goes to your home, he's Moitzei you with Yotzei Moitzei. He's only saying the Seder for you. So you even apply Yotzei Moitzei to the Bar Pri Hadoma of the Karpas, even though we would have thought on our own it's a Birchas HaNenin, so we treat it as part of the Haggadah. Kach Tikna Chachamim, we've got to have Karpas, and therefore it's part of the Haggadah. So even say Yotzei Moitzei.
Isn't that more like the Tosfos who said that, than like, I forget his name.
Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam thinks that there's an issue of chavilas chavilas if you say two brachas, a birchas hanen and a birchas hamitzvah on the same thing.
Right,
Tosef thinks that it's, it has nothing to do with chavilas chavilas.
Doesn't it say that
it's like Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam against Tosafos. How is it Keneged?
Because we're saying here, even if it's a Berachas Hanen by itself, we still view it as sort of like as the mitzvah.
Part of the Haggadah, yeah.
So it's a Kol Shekein, then if you're having the Maror and you're making the Berachas Hanen on that, and you're saying you were going to say Hashdam on that, that we wouldn't view it as like the Berachas Hanen as something distinct from something distinct and Keneged the Berachas Hanen mitzvah.
You are not treated as a Berachas Hanenin. Tosafos says that the Bar Peradam is a plain Berachas Hanenin over the Maror. So Tosafos doesn't see why there should be an issue of Chavilas Chavilas. Berachas Hanenin is not an issue of Chavilas. You're not doing any mitzvah. And Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam says no. The food that you eat enables you to recite a bracha. So the food is a Chefta Shal Mitzvah with respect to the mitzvah, the Rabbanon of reciting Berachas Hanenin. So you're going to say a bracha, Bar Peradam and Al Achilas Maror, on the same piece of maror, you're fulfilling two different mitzvahs with the same chepze. The maror is a chepze shal mitzvah for the birchas hanenin, and at the same time, it's serving as a chepze shal mitzvah for the mitzvah of maror. So the Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam holds that that's the problem of chavilas chavilas. He says, what? Birchas hanenin? There is no chepze shal mitzvah. You say birchas hanenin. Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam holds, no, the Gemara says, if you have different fruits, you should choose that fruit to say, I want to eat all the fruits. Gemara has, no, you should choose, you say the bracha on that. Why should a different bread? You should say amoitzi on that. What are you picking? Which bread and which fruit? What's the difference? You see that the food of first bit of food that you eat, after you say the bracha, is considered a chepta shal mitzvah. There's an inyan of hider mitzvah. You should say the bracha on the shalim, or on the one that's bigger, on the one that's tastier, on the one that's meshubach. Whatever is kaidim a pasuk. So you see from the Gemara, that's Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam understood. See from the Gemara that the food that you eat immediately after saying the bracha is considered a chepta shal mitzvah with respect to the reciting of the Berachas Hanenin, and you should have a hida mitzvah. You should be more mehuder. You should pick the best food that you have on the table to say the bracha over it, and the rest of the food that you're going to eat later is mutar b'achila without a bracha. It's not that the bracha is chal on everything. Bracha is only chal on the first bit that you eat, and the rest is muta b'achila without a bracha. So that's why Yosef Tuvelam understood that there's an issue of chavilos chavilos. The maror is going to be the chefetz shal mitzvah, both for the mitzvah of birchas hanenin and the chefetz shal mitzvah for the mitzvah of maror.
Also, is it mostly based on the kind of arrivals?
What do you say?
Is yatsa mostly based on arrivals?
Rashi and the Rishonim say, the Gemara never says, Rashi and the Rishonim say that Yotze Moitzi is based in Kol Esol HaRevim Zebezeh. Right. Because in order to be Moitzi someone else with a bracha, you have to be Mechuyah B'dover. So if I already made Kiddush, how can I say Kiddush a second time? So the answer is Kol Esol HaRevim Zebezeh, as long as there's one Jew left in New Zealand who didn't hear Kiddush yet, I wasn't fully Yotze my mitzvah of Kiddush. I'm still Mechuyah to say Kiddush again if it'll help another Jew. So when I say Kiddush a second time, I'm Yotzeh for myself in order to be Moitzeh you, in order to help you be Yotzeh. So every case of Yotzeh Moitzeh boils down to Shamea Koina. I'm still Mechuyif to say Kiddush a second time, a third time, and a fourth time, and a hundredth time if it'll help someone else be Yotzeh. Right. If he ate, a lot of people are starving on Erev Pesach, so they like to eat a lot of food. So you tell them they should continue to nibble as they go along. After another five pages, tell them to nibble a little more, so to make sure there is no Hesach Hadas. But we wouldn't say Bar Nefoshes, because it's a Sveikah Adina where it's considered Hesach Hadas. Yeah, what kind of vegetable can you have for Karpas? So some Rabbanim wanted to educate the public years ago when people didn't realize that even though bananas grow on trees, we hold that the bracha is bar pi hadoma. So machlekes, whether the bracha and banana. Bananas grow on a tree, so it should have been bar pi hoetz. But the Gemara says, when you say hoetz, when you say hadoma, the Gemara says, if next year the fruits grow on the same tree, then you say bar pi hoetz. And vegetables, they don't grow on the same thing, so therefore you have to say bar pi hadoma. So the problem with the banana is, apples grow on the same branches. The branches remain, the tree remains. Banana tree, the whole tree collapses, the roots remain under the ground. The next season, next year, the whole tree grows up again. So the roots are there again. So is that called the same tree? Or they say, no, the branches collapsed. The whole top of the tree collapsed to the ground. So that's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. So misofek, if you say ha'etz when you weren't supposed to, so then you're not yotzei. If you say ha'etz on vegetables, you're not yotzei. If you say hadom on fruits on a tree, then you are yotzei. So because bananas are machlekes, because the whole tree collapses and the roots remain, so that's why you say hadama. So years ago, 70 years ago, when the rabbonim were educating the balabatim in America that they should say hadama on bananas, and some of the rabbonim insisted on using bananas for karpas, everybody should know that bananas are hadama. They would say hadama, you know, shocking. Other people use potatoes because they're hungry, they want to eat potatoes. The Magen Avraham quotes a Yerushalmi, that karpa should be a green vegetable, shouldn't be a banana, and it shouldn't be a potato. If you use the potato, it's also good. But the Magen Avraham says, L'chatchil, it's a Yerushalmi. Magen Avraham quotes from Achreinim, it should be a green vegetable. And then Rabbi Kadega quotes the Yerushalmi like that, that it should be a petrezel, a green vegetable. The Gemara says karpa is only hekera l'tinoikas, to keep the children's attention. We do a strange thing. Normally after Kiddush, you wash in this amoite, you shouldn't talk at all. You want Kiddush mock masuda right away. And some people wash before Kiddush. They wash until the night before Kiddush. So on Pesach night, even those who have the practice, the Ramo had the practice to wash in Krakow in the 1500s, the meaning was they used to wash for hamoitzi before Kiddush, and then they said hamoitzi right away, and Kiddush alav makom suda. So the Ramah says, but on Pesach night you should not wash before Kiddush. It's going to take forever. It's going to take an hour or two until you get to the matzah. So that's we have karpas. The Gemara says you have karpas after Kiddush, just to arouse the children to ask, how come we're not washing tonight? How come we're eating the vegetable? And Rabbi Yosef Tuvelem seems as if he's contradicting the Gemara. He gives a different reason. He says the Chachamim introduced karpas because you really need huadoma on the mirror, because it's not varm habay machmas asude, but you can't say huadoma and alachilas mar, because it's an issue of chavilas. That's why they introduced the huadoma before. But the Gemara says that it's because of hekev the tinoikas. So Mestama, he understood the Gemara like this. Why do you have karpas right after Kiddush? Have it before Netilas Yadayim, before Hamaitzi. Have karpas then. That'll solve your problem of chavilas. So Gemara is explaining, why did you move karpa so early? That's how Hekera L'Tinoikas. Right after Kiddush, normally you wash. And here, right after Kiddush, you wash for Dovish Yitvul of Hamashke, and you have the karpa. So that's how Hekera L'Tinoikas.
I don't know what word the Yerushalmi uses to say that to be green, but the word Yerok in Rabbinic Hebrew doesn't only mean green. It also includes yellow and off-white.
That is correct. It doesn't mean green. Green is yorik akarsi. Dam hayorik. The Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim. If a woman has a rias nida and is dam hayorik, so it means brown or it means yellow. It doesn't mean green. They once told Rabbi Soloveitchik that there was some professor here in the college who was explaining how can you have dam hayorik. He said he's crazy. The dam hayorik does mean green blood. There's no such thing as green blood. Dama Yark means brown or yellow. That's very normal. A woman has that part of the body in the woman is always, there's always fluid there. So brown or yellow doesn't much like Hatanai, whether Dama Yark Kikarsi is green. Right, Yark Kikarsi is green.
You could use banana because they're yellow. Maybe
you should
use banana.
Not that should be yellow. No. The Magen Avraham says it should be green. Okay.
Well, he's a very good hacker of the Tinoka, so he'll be like, what's going on over here?
Okay.
What does Yerushalmi say?
Petrezel. Petrezel is petrushka. That's a green vegetable.
Okay. Didn't you say that whether green or not would be dependent on the Gemara Pachito or Yerushalmi Tudalam? Because in here, Yerushalmi Tudalam, the color doesn't have to do with the color, right? The Hekher Balma is the order, but according to...
Whatever it is in the Gemara you can use, you should be able to use anything that's Hadamah. But the Magen Avraham quotes this, that we use dafka green vegetable.
Now the hacker isn't from that it's an interesting color, the hacker is...
No. This is post-Talmudic, yeah.
The Gemara says that the reason we eat karpas is so the kids ask questions. So the students are going to ask us why we're eating kvar pasim, we're just going to tell them so you can ask questions?
Yeah, we tell them, pay attention, we're going to give you an explanation. Then we give the whole Haggadah. Then the kid at the end says, but you didn't explain it. So we tell them that was a trick. That was just a trick to get you to pay attention. Yeah, that's what we have to tell them. Okay. Okay.
Going back to the restaurant before, you said there was just that they were stocking it. Is that so pleasure that all of that? Why is that all of a sudden they need a shira chila? Maybe it's just like you're stocking it, love doctor, you need a shira chila. Like
that's the Maamar Rutenberg. We don't do Dr. Rambam. Most people follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Maamar Rutenberg. You should be dafka and not eat a kazayas of karpa. We don't follow that Rambam. But the Rambam held like that Rosh. The Rambam quotes that riff also. I say the whole Seder for the other people, and I say the Barpi Adam on the carpus, and I'm not eating at all. So the Rambam took it one step further. He understood that you have to, unless it's a misprint in the Rambam, that's what Maamar Rutenberg thought is a misprint. But in all the manuscripts, you don't have anything that reads like that. So the Rambam took it one step further. Yeah. Yeah, then we have Yachatz.
Why
would
it have to adapt the Beit HaDama? Why not a different bracha?
According to Rabbi Yosef Tuvel, and we understand to cover them more. I don't know. According to the other, according to Tosfos, why? Good question. I don't know. We have Yachatz. The Rambam also has Yachatz, but the Rambam has Yachatz before Hamotzi. Because we said the other day, the Rishonim have a problem. The Gemara says, on Shabbos Yom Tov, we have to have Lechem Mishnah and Zeh Chalamon. So Pesach night is also Yom Tov. The Gemara says lechem oni means prusa, madarki shalani be prusa, not a shlema. So the question is, but you have to have lechem mishnah two shlemas? So how does it jive? So Taisa says you have 2.5 matzahs. You have 2 shlemas for lechem mishnah like any Shabbos Yantav. Then you have a prusa for the lechem oni, madarki shalani be prusa. The Rambam and the Rif and the Vilna Gaon hold that so. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Soloveitchik both had the practice like. In Valozhin they had this practice. They followed the Vilna Gaon, who followed the Rif and the Rambam. That the din of Madarki Shalani Beprusa is that you shouldn't have Lechem Mishnah two shleimas. You should take two shleimas and break one of them before you say Hamaitzi. You wash until the Siddharth. And before you say Hamaitzi, you take the two shleimas, break one of them. You only say Hamaitzi over 1.5. The Lechem Mishnah on Pesach night, instead of being two shleimas, should be 1.5. So the Rambam doesn't have Yachatz all the way in the beginning. Rambam has Yachatz. After Matilas Yadayim, before Hamoitzi, yeah. Why do we have Yachatz over here? So the Maharal Miprag explains the Pasha Pshat. We explained already because the Gemara has so many different drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh on the phrase Lechemoni. So one drush was Lechemoni Madar Krishnani Beprusa. The other drush was Lechemoni Lechem Shoin Malo Dvarim Harbe. You have to have the matzah exposed when you're saying Sipitzias Mitzrayim. So we break the matzah in order to have a prusa exposed the whole Seder while we're reciting the Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's why we do Yachatz right before Magid. You want to have the prusa that should be Alechem Shoinim Olav Dvarim Harbe. What do we say? Magid, that goes to the Sipi Yetzias. We say, Holach Ma'anya. What are we talking about the matzah for? Because we want to have Alechem Shoinim Olav Dvarim Harbe. Holach Ma'anya, the Acholo Abasana B'yar de Mitzrayim. Then we invite people to eat along with us. Whoever is starving, call Dichvin. Whoever is hungry, Yesei V'yechol, should come and eat. The idea being that Yetzias Mitzrayim made the Jewish people into a nation. And the Gemara says the tziruf of a nation is only Klal Yisrael. By the Umas HaOlam, the Gemara has in the end of Nozir and Perek HaKusim that the whole idea of Kohol and Eido and that tziruf of a tzibur only applies to Klal Yisrael. By Yom HaSolem, each person is an individual. By Klal Yisrael, there's a tzibur. And we say, Klal Yisrael HaRevim Zeh Bozeh, all the Jews are treated as if it's one person. The Yerushalmi has a lashon. There's a din, L'sikim L'sita is b'nei amecha. You're not allowed to take revenge of another Jew. Why? So the Yerushalmi says, Moshe L'madah V'dayma, let's say a person, I remember when I got married, so they gave me these, the chasana, they gave me these gigantic, a gigantic challah the size of a table. They say, Hamaitzi, I never cut such a challah. So when I took the knife to cut, so I cut my finger. So I started to bleed. So the Yerushalmi says, if a person accidentally cuts his finger, would he have a havamina that the left hand should slap the right hand to take revenge? It's the same organism. The left hand, the right hand, the same person. So that's what the Yerushalmi says. L'sikim l'sita b'nei amecha. The Klal Yisrael is one body. It's one, the word goy, is Miloshin Giviyah. That's what the Radak writes, and the Radak wrote a Michlo, a dictionary of biblical Hebrew. So he says the word goy is milosh and gibiyah. It's considered as if the whole Jewish people is one body. And the word am is milosh and im. We're all together. So that's why we have to be makbid. Klal Yisrael were developed into a nation on the occasion of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we have to be friendly with each other. Called divchen yesev yechal. Everyone should come and eat. If anyone doesn't have anything to eat, should please come to eat. And then we have to apologize and we say, we're not going to give you so much to eat. Hashata abdi l'shanabo b'nei charen. We're avodim now. We can't afford so much. We hope next year we'll have a gula hasida. We'll be able to give you a real meal. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, there's a Mishnah in Haseches HaPoelim, I think, that when you hire workers, a lot of times it's self-understood that you're obligated to give them lunch. Yeah. That's part of their salary. So the Mishnah has that one of the Tanoim had his son hire workers for him, and then he said, go tell them quickly before they start the job, I'm only going to give two nefesh sandwiches for lunch. They shouldn't think, they really B'nai Avram Yitzchak Yankim, they deserve steaks with French fries and dessert and the Viennese table. They deserve a whole chasana meal. But tell them I can't afford that. I'm only going to give them tuna fish sandwiches for lunch. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. We're apologizing. We say, kol dichman yesevi yecho, to emphasize the fact that we became a nation after Yitzias Mitzrayim. But then we say, hashata abdad shana abba b'necharim, we can't afford so much. We're just going to give you what we have on the table. Maybe next year, after the gula hasida, we'll be able to give you more. What is the Manishtana all about? So the Rav Soloveitchik always used to explain. In the Haggadah, we say, in the name of Rav Blazer ben Azaria, we quote Rav Blazer ben Azaria, there's a machlokes hatanoim, whether you have to recite the third parsha of Shema, Vayomer, by Ma'ariv or only by Shachris. Why? Because the Pasuk, the Torah has three times parshas hamoyadim. You have in Parshas Emor, in Vayikra, then you have Parshas Pinchas, in the end of Bamidbar, then you have in Parshas Re'eh. So Parshas Emor has about the Yisim Aloche, and Parshas Pinchas has all the Musafim, and Parshas Re'eh has all the mitzvahs protios, all the special mitzvahs. So the Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, we should eat matzah, we should eat chametz, and mantiskas, and tzeischa mi'eretzayim ka'im echayecho. So the Pipshuto Shal Mikra, the mantiska, sem tzeischa, is the nesinas hatam. That's the reason why the Torah prohibits us from eating chametz and why we should eat matzah. So the Torah Shebal Peh has an additional level of interpretation. And the pshuta is also true, but it doesn't mean the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Gemara never said, ein ba mikra ela pshuta. The drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh, they all knew were true. The Gemara in Masechus Shabbos has this. I think Rav Kana said, he was learning Gemara already for 17 years or something like that, and he never knew. He thought only the drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh are remes. He thought we totally ignore Pshuto Shel Mikra. Until after 17 years of learning, the Rebbe told him this Chiddush, not only are the drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh true, the Pshuto Shel Mikra is also true. There's only one pasuk where the Pshuto Shel Mikra is not true. That's the Gemara in Yevamos. We learned in Yevamos. It doesn't mean what it says at all. It's only the drushes are true and the pshuta is not true. So the pshuta shal mikra is certainly true. The matizcha sem tzeischa meretz tzayim koyim echayecho is the nesinas tam from the mitzvah matzah mor. But the Tanoim understood an additional level of interpretation is that there's a mitzvah of zechiras yitzias and tzrayim. They understood the mantizikor, not that you should remember, but rather the mantaska, you should mention. Like zochas yom Shabbos lekatre doesn't mean remember the day of Shabbos to keep it holy. It means recite Kiddush, mention the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos. Be Mekadosh Shabbos by declaring that today should be Kaddish B'Kedushas HaShabbos. A few times in Tanakh like that, the Gemara has a verb in a pasuk, Zachor, and they understand what it means is Lahaskir, to mention. So they establish based on that pasuk that there's a mitzvah in our Torah, Lamantiska, Sam Sein Koyim Echayecho, Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. Every day of the year, Koyim Echayecho, you should recite the third parasha of Shema, for the purpose of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. But the Pasuk only says, Kol Yimei Chayecha Hayomim. So that's only in Shachris. Maybe in Ma'ariv there's no need to recite the third Parsha. So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim, because the Pasuk says Kol. So Kol is always a Ribui. So what is Kol Marbe? So one Tana holds that Kol is Marbe, Lehovi L'mois HaMashiach, but it's not Marbe Leilos. You don't have to say the third Parsha of Shema Balailo, but Moshe HaMashiach, you still have the obligation to say. And the other Tana says, no, kol is l'rabbis as haleilos. The most HaMashiach, he won't be mechuyev to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day, because the Pasuk says in Navi, v'lo yomer ad chai Hashem she'ela v'sahevi Yisrael ben Eretz Mitzrayim. We won't be talking about Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim so much, because the Gula Hasido will outshine the Gulas Mitzrayim. So we won't be talking so much about the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. What is the word kol marbe? So why does this belong in the Haggadah? On Pesach night, we're talking about Haggadah. Haggadah sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night. We're not talking about the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is all year long. So the Nesivis explains in his Haggadah that the Seder of the Haggadah is to explain what do we need the mitzvah of sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim for at all. We paskin la halacha limos HaMashiach, there won't be a chiyuv of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. We paskin call this marba leilois, so we daven ma'ariv already, so we yotze already. So what do you need another mitzvah? That's the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every night. If you would have held like the other Tanaim, that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim only in the daytime by Shacharis and by Ma'ariv, you don't have to say the third parsha of Shema because of the last pasuk. So then on Pesach night is an exception to the rule. You have to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. But we paskin l'imos HaMashiach, it won't apply. And the word called is Marba Leilos. So every night you say Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Manish Tana, so what's different? So the answer is, there are several differences, la'alacha, between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. So one of the major differences is, kalamar b'lesapa harez and meshubach. Every day and every night you just say one pasuk, ani Hashem alakechem, shehotzei siyaschem yeretz Mitzrayim. That's it, you say b'kitzer. And on Pesach night we say, kalamar b'lesapa harez and meshubach. How do you know that that's true? Kalamar b'lesapa harez and meshubach. Because you tell over the story about all the Tanoim. These Tanoim had better things to do with their time. Why were they wasting time hacking so much all night long? The answer is, maybe they were playing pinochle. They had nothing better to do. No. When you look at tzaddikim, you should learn from Sipuri tzaddikim what the halacha is. If the Tanoim was spending all night long talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's the halacha. If you have Talmid HaChachamim tzaddikim, you can look at them and learn halachas from them. And if you have a Talmid HaChachamim who doesn't follow the halacha, he does averus, he loses his status as one of the Chachmei HaMasorah. The Gemara says if you have a Talmud Chacham who is Mezazel and Pasakum, the Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to say Avodah Dvar Halacha Bishmo. The Gemara has an Akainis like that. A Talmud Chacham who violates certain halachas, he loses his status as one of the Chachmei HaMasorah. He can't accept anything that he says. Talmid HaChachamim have namonis to say what the Din HaTorah is. It's a special namonis of Chachmei HaMasorah. So Rashi said, it's not based on Erecha Dem and Bisurim. Erecha Dem and Bisurim is only that he's Nemet to say what the facts are. But to say what the halacha is, that's not Erecha Dem and Bisurim. A lot of times the Talmud Chacham is Mater, a woman who is Becheskas Isur. The woman is Becheskas Nido, and he says she's Materas. He's Mekel about the Shiva Nikim. He can be Mater and Eshesish. You need, for Dovah should be every, you need two Edom. To be Mater, Erecha Keneger Chazak, Erecha is not believed. So why is it Talmud Chacham believe? So Rav Soloveitchik says it's a special namanas of Chachmei HaMasorah. So to be one of the Chachmei HaMasorah, you have to be learned. That's number one. You have to be observant. If a person is not medaktik in mitzvahs, he loses his status as one of the Chachmei HaMasorah. So we quote the Maisa of Rav Lezer, Rav Yishua, Rav Lezer ben Azariah, that's the halacha. These were Tanoim. Whatever they do, that shows that's the halacha. That's why there's value and hearing Sipuri Tzadikim, and hearing the stories about Talmid HaChachamim Tzadikim, we assume that everything they do is correct. So this is one of the major differences between the two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim we fulfilled when we daven Ma'ariv with reciting of the concluding pasuk and the third parsha. But now we still have a mitzvah on Pesach night, Kol Amar B'Lesapeh, have to tell the story Barikos. That's one difference. Then there are several other differences that go as follows. This they say b'shem Rab Chaim. Another difference is that all year long, when the person says Ani Hashem Alkech Mashiach, says yes, Chemer Tzam, who is he talking to? He's talking to himself. On Pesach night, it's supposed to be you tell it to others. But he got it to Levincha. He's supposed to tell it to others. If ain't lo bein, then he tells his wife. If he has no children, he has no wife, he has nobody there, then he tells himself. He talks to himself. But l'chatchila, the mitzvah b'shleimus is to tell Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, the yigadatos to tell to others, and it should be told derech sheila tshuva regarding mitzvahs halayla. Because the children first ask a question, They should ask questions regarding the mitzvahs halayla, and the sipitz yes mitzrayim should be told over in the form of answering the mitzvahs halayla. So that's why we begin with ma nishtana halayla zeh. We ask all the shaylois regarding the mitzvahs halayla. So this man said, "Beis hamikdash hayakayim." The most obvious question was, "How are we eating a korban pesach?" Halayla zeh kula tzli. Why are we eating a korban pesach? This man shein beis hamikdash kayim. We can't talk about Korban Pesach, so we ask about matzah, we ask about moror, then we ask about misubim. Misubim is a mitzvah midrabbanan of Heseba. How come we don't ask about Arba Kaisis? So Rav Soloveitchik used to explain, the Rambam writes two halachas, one is the Raisa and one is the Rabbanan. The din the Raisa learned that from Psukim, is b'chol dar v'dar chai v'adam liris es atzmo, kilu hiyat mitzrayim. Everyone has the obligation to have the feeling as if he just left Mitzrayim tonight. That's a din deraisa. It's very difficult to have that attitude. Because we see there's so many revolutions all over the world. They just had a revolution in Egypt and in Iran and in Afghanistan. Everybody's having revolutions. So we would still be avodim lefara. Kulonu. How can it be? But noeg shebo'olam, there are always revolutions. So somehow we assume maybe we wouldn't be avodim to paro. We would still be avodim to the culture that we live in. That's also people are fashklaft, people are avodim. So that's the din deraisa, the very difficult din. B'chol davodar chayvodim liris esatzmo, have the attitude kilu hu yatzim in Mitzrayim. And that what is that lefichach? What does that lead us to? Lefichach anachna chayovim lahalel. All year long you have the mitzvah of zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim. We don't say yimuchiv to say halal every morning and every night. You don't say b'chol dor v'dor chayv adam liris esatzmo when he does zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim. Only on Pesach night we say b'chol dor v'dor chayv adam liris esatzmo v'chichach anachna chayovim lahalel, because we feel as if we just left Mitzrayim now. So that's halal b'shas ha'yeshua. So that's on the level of deraisa. Then the Rambam quotes a din midirabbanan b'chol dor v'dor chayv adam laharis esatzmo. That's only midirabbanan. Person should demonstrate as if he just became a ben chorin. How does one demonstrate? So the Rambam writes there are two parts to the mitzvah. One part is yeet, mesubim, and one part is that you drink arbekosis. So when we ask the question about mesubim, that's half of the mitzvah. The other half of the same mitzvah is arbekosis. So that's why we don't bother to ask about the arbekosis. And then the fourth question was matbilim. What's the mitzvah of matbilim? The pashtus is that all of the questions of the manashtana are that the sipit siyas mitzrayim should be fulfilled in the form of Sipal Acherim, Derech Shela Tshuva regarding Mitzvah Salayla. So which one of the Mitzvah Salayla is Madbilim? So the Mishnah has a Machlekes HaTanoim whether Charoises Mitzvah or not. So the Chacham hold Charoises is not a Mitzvah, it's just to kill the worms in the Moror. That explains the kosher worms and the non-kosher worms. So sometimes you have kosher worms, but if you're going to eat the worm and it's going to be crawling inside your kishkes, that's not healthy. So the Chachamim say you should either dip the mor into the charoises and maybe hold the mor on top of the charoises, and the worms will die because of the reach, or they die because you drown them. So that's the purpose of charoises. Charoises is for medical purposes. And Rabbi Lozab Rab Tzorek is quoted by Mishnah saying, no, charoises is a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah min hatorah, it's a mitzvah min derabbanan. What's the mitzvah of the Rabbanon? Some kind of a zecher or another. What is it supposed to be a zecher to? So three different explanations are given. I think we went through already, no? Three different explanations. Babli has two explanations, and Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi as a third explanation. So the Babli says, it's zecher le tapuach, because the Pasuk says, tachas ha tapuach ha-raticha. So a tapuach, he said, in biblical Hebrew, tapuach means a citrus fruit. That's the Tosfos in Chagiga. So on Tainus, the end of Tainus, the end of Masech is Tainus. So the Gemara says that therefore, the Charoisa should have Tapuach in it. So most women they chop up apples for Charoisa. Want to chop up apples is fine, but it's clear from the Gemara that's not what Tapuach means. Tapuach means oranges. Yes, it has to have a sharp, tangy flavor to be Zechel of Tapuach. So the Gemara says, should have a sharp flavor. Then the Gemara says also another reason that the Rambam quotes only this reason, Zechelitit. You want to reminisce about the fact that the Jews had to use cement in order to build all those pyramids, in order to build Ari Mitzkanas Lefaro, Pisa Mesram says. So it should be tzorach l'smucha. The chayrosa should be very thick. It should start off very thick. And then Yerushalmi says that it should be zeichel adam. How's it going to be zeichel adam? So Shulchan Aruch says, he start off with very thick chayrosa zeichel atid. It should remind one of cement. And then you pour in a lot of red wine, and it's going to be slushing. There's going to be a lot of liquid, red liquid there. So that's zeichel adam. We should remember the fact that so much Jewish blood was spilt when we were in the Mitzrayim. So that's Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok. Do we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok? So that's a question. So the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah says we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok that charoses is a mitzvah. If charoses is a mitzvah, you have to know what is the halacha required. What are the ingredients of charoses? So the Gemara says tzach l'smucha should be thick. Then you pour in red wine; it should be liquidy zechel adam. Then tzach l'kahuya zechel tapuch should have a tangy flavor. Should have the oranges. And what else do you put? So the Gemara doesn't say anymore. So Tosfos on the Daf quotes from the Tshuvas HaGaonim, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes that Tosfos and the Tshuvas HaGaonim. We should put as ingredients in the Charoses all of those fruits that are mentioned in Shir Hashem that the Jewish people are compared to. So Egos, and Tamarim, and Teinim, all of those, whatever you get in the mail from the Telzi Yeshiva in Cleveland, that stuff that nobody likes to eat, that's what the charoses is supposed to be like. The Sfardim, no, the Sfardim make charoses, no, it's supposed to be. So that they follow the formula, they follow all the ingredients. And Tosfos adds on. And Tosfos adds on, you should put in Shkedim, even though Amen, Shkedim are not mentioned in the Shir Hashem, that's for a different reason. Kishoket Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch is looking after the Jewish people, he's taking care of us. So the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah writes that we pass like our blessed Rav Tzadok, that charoses is a mitzvah. So it could be that that's what we're talking about, madbilim. The madbilim is the charoses, the mitzvah of charoses, zechel adam, zechel tapuach, and zechel atid. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis says we obviously don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, otherwise we would have had another bracha in the Haggadah, asher kedushanu b'mitzvah yisar b'tzivanu al achilos charoses. So the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah holds charoses is a mitzvah, but you don't say a bracha. The Rambam the Pirush HaMishnayis thinks that if we would have accepted Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok Shita, we would have recited a bracha al achilos charoses. So that's a question, is that if you hold charoses mitzvah, it's really a mitzvah to eat a kazayis of charoses? Mitzvah al achilos charoses, that's what it means. So the Rambam in the Dark Emesh on the bottom of the tour quotes, and he quotes this in Shulchan Aruch as well, that just like the Rishalmi says that it's not proper to eat matzah b'erev Pesach, so it's not proper to eat any of those fruits that are going to appear in the charoses, not proper to eat any of those fruits on Erev Pesach. So the Ramah, both in the Darkei Moshe on the Torah, as well as the Ramah in the Haggadah on the Shulchan Aruch, asks, who eats charoses? You dip the mor into the charoses, then you shake it off. You're not supposed to pile on mor, you're supposed to shake off all of the, you're supposed to shake off all the charoses. So what do you mean, she'd eat charoses l'teyov? So obviously there were Rishonim, or early Achrayim, who thought that, like the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis, that if you hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, it's not just Madbilin, he's supposed to eat a kazayis of charoses. And the last page in the Mordechai, HaMaseches Psochim, so the old Girsa in the Mordechai talks about eating kazayis of charoses. We have a lot of times parentheses and brackets, they corrected the text of the Mordechai, so it says that that's by the Talmidim of the Ramah. The Ramah used to give shiurim on the Mordechai. So the Ramah corrected the Girsa. It shouldn't say kazayis charoses. That's because the Ramah said he never heard of such a thing. The Ramah and the Darkei Moshe on the tour. But that was the old Girsa in the Mordechai, page here, 76. It talks about eating kazayis charoses. So there was such a practice, there was such a sheet. So if one holds that charoses is mitzvah, then maybe that's what we're talking about, matbilim. What if you hold like the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis, that we paskin against Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, charoses is not a mitzvah. So which mitzvah are we referring to by matbilim? Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe it's the mitzvah of karpas, that the Rambam had this chiddush nifla, that everybody has to eat a kazayis of karpas. The Chacham made a takona, you have to eat kazayis karpas. What kind of a mitzvah is it? Whatever the reason is, but once the Chachamim introduced the Karpas, it became a mitzvah sachila. So maybe that's what we're asking about. So this is one of the major differences between the mitzvah Zechiras, Yetzias, Mitzrayim all year long, that we pass Kambayom Ubalailo, you say the third parsha even by Ma'ariv, as opposed to the mitzvah of sipi yetzias mitzrayim on Pesach night. On Pesach night, it should be called a marba l'sapa, it should give barichas, like the Olatanoim and Bnei Brak. Number two, it should be l'sapa l'acherim, not just to talk to yourself. And number three, it should be derech sheila tshuva regarding the mitzvah salayla. So we begin with the Manish Tana pointing out all the questions regarding the mitzvah salayla. Yeah, one of them is the mitzvah. The karpas is the mitzvah. The other one is if you hold against Rav Lezer Rav Tzorek said to dip in the mor in Paros is not a mitzvah, just medically recommended.
Does the Rambam have that you dip everything in the Paros from matzah?
Right, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah holds Paros is a mitzvah, so he thinks that you have to dip the matzah into Paros and the karpas into Paros and the mor into Paros. The only thing he doesn't dip is the korban pesach. That he doesn't dip into Paros. The Rambam apparently understood that that's what he means, charoses mitzvah, according to Rabbi Lezer of Tzorek, you should dip everything into charoses with the exception of the Korban Pesach. It's a chiddush. The Rabbi makes fun of it. The Rabbi says he doesn't know where the Rambam got it from.
Suggest that the Rambam holds that in the Perek Mishnayot that the charoses is not feeling and the karpas is a mitzvah, then why would How can you say that's what he means, Mishneh Torah? And Mishneh Torah doesn't hold that way. And Mishneh Torah, he holds that.
No, there's a contradiction. The Rambam clearly changed his mind.
Right, so
when he wrote the Pirush HaMishnah, he writes, we don't pass like our other Tzorek. If he would have passed like him, there would have been another bracha. In the Mishneh Torah, he says, we do pass like him, and there's still no bracha.
We're just explaining.
What is, if these are supposed to represent Shelos regarding Mitzvah Salayla, which mitzvah is this referring to? Madbilin. So either it's referring to, if you hold like Rabbi Lezer Rav Tzorek, it's referring to the mitzvah of Charoses. If you hold not like Rabbi Lezer Rav Tzorek, so the Mishnah wouldn't have the question, then maybe it's referring to the mitzvah of Karpas.
I mean, then he says that you have to have a Kazayit of Karpas, though.
You're right.
If you took it back in Mishnah Torah, wouldn't he have to take that back also?
Take what back?
That Charoses is the mitzvah of Mishnah Torah. Both of that's the mitzvah of Mishnah Torah, and they say that. He still says you have to have a
kazayin
of karpas.
The old karpas is also a mitzvah sachilu midirabbanan. Okay. Fine. Those are both mitzvahs.
Not
have a hatalia, no. Unrelated. Yeah.
What about eating from karpas? And then what's the
Rambam
referring to?
Probably we assume that it's referring to the charoses. We follow the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah. The charoses is a mitzvah. Even though you don't say bracha, we assume charoses is a mitzvah. Yeah. Some have such a practice, right? The Rambam quotes it to be makvatita kazayis of charoses, but not with the mara. The mara says you shouldn't eat it together. You should shake it off in the mara, then eat separately kazayis charoses. The mara says that mara bisman hazeh is only made the rabbanon. Mara was only the raisa bisman shabes hamigdush hayakayim, and that's a further. That's a gemara. And then there's a further machlekas. The Rambam and Tosfos. What does that mean? So Tosfos' opinion is that bizman sheyesh beis hamikdash, bizman sheyesh korban pesach, even if you live in New York and you're not going to the beis hamikdash, the obligation to eat mara would be min haTorah. The Rambam disagrees and he says no, mara does not exist as an independent mitzvah. The Rambam emphasizes in the Mishnah Torah in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he's not going to count mara as a separate mitzvah. It's not a separate mitzvah. There's only a mitzvah to eat korban pesach, and the mara is hechshera d'pischa. That's the way to enhance the mitzvah of achilas korban pesach by eating a matzah samram yochlu hu. You should eat the korban pesach in conjunction with matzah mor. So that's a machlekes. The Rambam and Tosfos. What does it mean? The bizman amigdash mora was their rice. Even if you're not eating korban pesach, well, no. The Rambam only for those who are eating korban pesach, you have to eat mora b'toras hachshera de pischa. What about matzah? Is matzah bizman azed their rice or the rabbanon? So that's a machlekes in the Gemara in the end of the Masechta, the end of Arba Pesach. So one opinion was that matzah is also only hechshera de pischa. So matzah and mora bizman hazeh are only the rabbanon. So Gemara says, according to that opinion, if matzah and mora both the rabbanon, and korban pesach doesn't exist, there's nothing to discuss, then the whole sipitzias mitzrayim is only mid the rabbanon. Why? Because we say bar bezeh le'amarta l'shoshesh matzah mora menachem l'fanecha. The words then mean something that you can demonstrate. Like Achodesh Azelochem, so the Gemara understands Achodesh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Levana. He said, when you see the Levana this size, you should declare Rosh Chodesh. Zeh maaseh ha-menoira, so the Gemara understands, Kosh Baruch Hu shod Shor Abbeinu menoira shalesh. Zeh yitnun kolor ralkudim, and Baruch Shalom shod Moshe Rabbeinu machzah shekel. Zeh lachem atomei, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Ben Yisrael, which are the behemoth tameis, which are the shuatzim asurim. So he showed them, he picked them up, and he showed them. Whatever it says there, so Kelim Anveyu, there was a Gilu Shechina, they saw the Shechina there. So here also it says, Babuzel, Asar Hashem Li, B'tzeis Min Tzayim, Babuzel, Amarti, you have to have something there, tangible, to demonstrate. So Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim, you had the Korban Pesach. Bizman HaZeh, there's no Korban Pesach, Matzah Mara are only the Rabbanon, so the whole C'tzeis Min Tzayim is only the Rabbanon. The mazel is, we don't paskin like that. We paskin that matzah bizman hazeh is the raisa. Matzah is both hechsheva de pischa, it's like morer. Al matzah zem yachluhu, it's hechsheva de pischa to enhance the mitzvah of achidus korban pesach, and it also exists as an independent mitzvah. So since matzah bizman hazeh is the raisa, so we just save the mitzvah of hagodah. Sipitzis mitzrayim is the raisa. That's the gemara in the end of the mesichta. The gemara there says, Rabbi Yosef was a Sagi Nohar. He was a Suma. And the Gemara says, Suma Patam Eloima Hagodah. Why? Because it says, Babuzeh. Babuzeh means something you pick up and you point to and you can see it yourself. If you're a Suma, you can't see it, so you can't say Babuzeh. So the Gemara says, Babuzeh Le Amarti Elo. You're holding something and you can see it and you can demonstrate. Suma is Patam Eloima Hagodah. So the Gemara says, but in Rabbi Yosef's yeshiva, the Bochum stayed there for Pesach in Valojan also. They all stayed for Pesach. They used to have one Seder by the Nitziv, one Seder by the Beis HaLevi. And they used to describe the difference between the two. The Beis HaLevi was a nervous, extremely nervous. That was Rav Chaim Soloveitchik's father. He was extremely nervous. So the matzahs were all burnt to make sure that that they're fully baked. And the arba kosos were gigantic size. And the matzah was everything. Was and after Acharei Kechlos HaKol, he was nervous. Maybe he wasn't Yotze. He was nervous the whole time. And Nitziv was like a happy grandfather. He was older than he was very old. And he was very happy. We were Yotze all the mitzvahs, arba kosos and matzah more, very happy about everything. So they all wrote about the difference between the first Seder and the second Seder. One Seder was with so much nervousness, and the other Seder was went smoothly. So the... So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef used to recite the whole Haggadah because the people didn't have Haggadah. They didn't know how to say. He recited the whole Haggadah. So the Gemara says, but the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says, Kalapotam Mishenim Uchui Bedavra and Emotia Sarabim Vedechei Vosim. If the best Baltikei is a woman, or a cotton, or a goy, or a cheresh v'shoita, so you can't be the Baltikei for the tzibah. You can only might see them if you're Uchui Bedavra. So the Gemara asked Rabbi Yosef was a Saginor. How can he recite the Haggadah for everybody else? He's not Mechui B'dover. So how can he be Matzias HaRabim Dechai Rosa? So the Gemara says, obviously Rabbi Yosef thinks that Matzah B'zman is Ez D'Rabbanon. So there's no Korban Pesach, there's no Matzah D'Raisa, there's no Morah D'Rabbanon, so there's no Sipitzias Mitzrayim D'Raisa. So the whole Sipitzias Mitzrayim is only D'Rabbanon. And the Summa is Chayiv Elohim HaGadah D'Rabbanon. Summa is Potem and Atera. But in the Rabbanon he's Mechui. So everybody's on the same level of Chayiv. We're all D'Rabbanon. So Rabbi Yosef can be mighty the others. But the way we pass on the halacha, that Sipitzias Mitzrayim is the Raisa because Matzah is the Raisa Bizman Hazeh. So there is a Babazeh. So Summa cannot be mighty the others with the Haggadah. So that's why sometimes you have a grandfather who's a Summa and they want to be Mechabedim, he should say Kiddush to be mighty everybody. So that's a question whether we assume a Summa is Chai B'chola Mitzvah. The Gemara has an opinion. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda, there are three different versions of what Rabbi Yehuda says. So one version has it, Rabbi Yehuda says that Summa is part of Mikola Mitzvahs. There are some Rishonim but Paschal like that, but we really don't hold like that. We hold Summa is Chayv in all the Mitzvahs. But Summa is part of Miloim HaGadah. So we just mentioned earlier, there are two opinions. Why can't you say Kiddush until say Sakacham? It's because drinking the cup is the first of the Arba Kaisis, and all the Mitzvahs Allah have to be after say Sakachavim. Or should I say that even the Kiddush is the beginning of CPTS Mitzrayim? So if one should assume that the Magen Avraham and the Taz gave the two reasons. So if one should assume that the reciting of the Kiddush is the beginning of the CPTS Mitzrayim, so you have to have a person who's Mukhuyev, not only a Kiddush, he should be Mukhuyev and CPTS Mitzrayim. So the Gemara said the Summa is Patam Elohim HaGod. So she really shouldn't have the grandfather say Kiddush to be, if he's a Summa, shouldn't have him say Kiddush to be Mitzi everybody else. Let him say Kiddush to be Moitzi himself, and then have someone else say Kiddush to be Moitzi everybody else. not such a big problem. You have another person say Kiddush afterwards. So that's the layout of the Haggadah. We're going to have Shailas and Tshuvas regarding the mitzvahs alayla. We have the Yachatz in the beginning should be Lechem Oni Prusa, Lechem Oni Sholem Olav Dorm Harbe, and then we say the whole story. How do we tell the story? So the Tanoi made a Takana. This doesn't seem to be a Din D'oraisa. We should recite Parshas Arami Yavid Avi and give all the drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh. Why Arami Yavid Avi? Why don't you say Shmos V'Ereboi B'Shalach? Give the drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh. Tell us the whole story the way it appears in the Chumash. Why did the Tanoim pick Arami Yavid Avi? It's very brief. Kalamar B'Lesaper. So wouldn't it be smarter to say Shmos V'Ereboi B'Shalach and run through the whole Medrash Rabbah? And it'll take forever. It'll take forever. You won't have any time to say all the Gematrios and the Rashi Tevis. Yeah. You'll be busy, yeah. So Soloveitchik thought that maybe, because Rashi writes on the Parsha of Arami Yavid Avi, he got to tell Hayom L'Hashem Alakecha Kibasi El Haaretz, the beginning of Parsha's Kisovoi. Before it says Arami Yavid Avi. So the farmer brings the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, says, he got to tell Hayom L'Hashem Alakecha, so Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, from the Sifrei, She'ein Chakofi Toivo. We have to express our gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe since the Parsha of Arami Yavid Avi is to express gratitude, and the whole mitzvah of Pesach night is Chayvarim Liris Esatz Mekili Yatzim Mitzayim Fichach Anachna Chayovim Lahalel, we should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praise Him. Every day we don't thank Him. We just say Yitzias Mitzrayim. We just mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And we know what that means. That all the Dikori Hamunah were demonstrated on the occasion of Yitzias Mitzrayim. But on Pesach night, it's for the purpose of the to express our gratitude. So that's why, perhaps that's why they picked on Parshas Arami Yavid Avi. That Parsha is for the purpose of expressing gratitude. So the Mishnah says that they made a Takana Derabanan, apparently. You should fulfill the mitzvah of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim in a specific form of Talmud Torah by reciting Psukim from the Chumash Torah Shebichsav and giving the running commentary the drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh. So Rav Soloveitchik suggests that maybe that's why we say Baruch Hamak and Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanas and Torah Lam Yisrael Baruch Hu. Maybe that's the reason why we recite the special Birchas HaTorah before we start the Haggadah. We already said Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Why did we say another Birchas HaTorah? So he pointed out that the Haggadah is Maimini on the bottom of the Rambam, and the Hilchos Talmud Torah writes, Edin in Shulchan Aruch, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that person came to Shul, he says Birchas HaTorah. Then Monday or Thursday morning, they give him an aliyah. So he says again, Birchas HaTorah. But he just said Birchas HaTorah. Why is he saying again? So the Rishonim say, because now it's a new form of Talmud Torah. When he said Birchas HaTorah in the morning, he can say Yibarach HaShem V'Yishmeracho, he can say Mishnah, say Ledorim Shein Amshik, he can say Zeh Mekayman, he can learn Daf Yom, he can be Mabesed, he can learn whatever you want. Everything is covered with the Birchas HaTorah. When it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, that's a specific form of Talmud Torah that is required mid-Rabbanah. When it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, you have to learn Parshas HaShavua. So whenever you have to fulfill a new type of specific form of Talmud Torah, then apparently the halacha requires midirabbanan another Birchas HaTorah. So on Pesach night, even if people were learning all day long, on Pesach night there's a special takana satanoim, and maybe earlier, that Tzitzias and Saim should be fulfilled in a specific form of Talmud Torah, not Stam telling a story, by reciting psukim and giving the drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh, combining Torah Shebal Peh with the Torah Shebichsav. So perhaps that's the reason why we recite another Birchas HaTorah Baruch Shanos and Torah Lam Yisrael Baruch Hu. That's why we recite a new Birchas HaTorah.
That's why Rabbi Sfarim started off with the bracha, right?
Yes, good idea. Yes. The introduction to all of my Sfarim is started Baruch HaMak and Baruch Hu. Someone pointed out to me, one of the Talmidim pointed out, that the Sefer Halachas Gedolah starts off with Birchas HaTorah. Why is that? So he thought maybe because writing a Sefer is a new form of Talmud Torah. You have to say a new Birchas HaTorah. So the Bahag starts off with the Birchas HaTorah. He writes it. He didn't say it. He wrote it. Okay. What's unusual is that we break up the halal, part of the halal before the meal, part of the halal after the meal. All year long, we don't mafsik in the middle of the halal. What's this all about? So the Mishnah says that Korban Pesach, Pesach Rishon, is Ton Halo B'Shas HaKrove, and it's Ton Halo B'Shas HaChilo. Pesach Sheni is Ton Halo B'Shas HaKrove. When they shechted Pesach Sheni, they said Halo. So in the Beis HaMikdash, when they used to shecht, they had millions of poldim. When they shechted the Korban is Pesach, and their Pesach, after the Tomas Shel Bein Abayim, they used to recite Halo. But then you have to have halal b'shas achilah. So what does it mean, halal b'shas achilah? As you're eating the Korban Pesach, you recite halal. You're not allowed to talk in the middle of eating. The answer is no. You recite part of the halal before the meal and part of the halal after the meal, and you sandwich the achilah in between the halal to demonstrate that this is a surah haidoya. There is an institution of surah haidoya. That's the institution that the Tzib explains on Chumash. That's the institution of Korban Toida. If a person wants to express gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't bring a shlomim, which is nechel shnei yamim v'laylech, he brings a korban toida, which is nechel yam v'laylech ad chatzos. He has to invite twice as many people. What's the significance of inviting twice as many people? To praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of a larger group of people. So that's what we do on Pesach night. And the Baal HaMoor writes in the end of Pesachim that the Iker, part of the Hallel, is really the Hallel that's recited after the meal. Why? So he says it based on the Mishnah. In Tainus, the Mishnah in Tainus says, if there's Atziras Gishamim, if it doesn't rain in Eretz Yisrael, so then nothing is going to grow. And the animals may die because there's not enough water. And some people are going to die also, not enough water, not enough vegetation. So it's a big sakana. So whenever there's Atziras Gishamim, so the Mishnah says that Tanoim would be Goyza Tainus. In recent years also, sometimes it's Atziras Gishamim, so the Goyza Tainus. So the Mishnah says, what happens if there were Goyza Tainus for a specific day, and then it rains in the middle of the day? Do they have to continue fasting to the end of the day or not? So the Mishnah says it depends. If it rains before Chatzos, so they didn't even begin the Tainus. It's only considered the beginning of a Tainus if you fasted till after Chatzos. You're having a late breakfast, that's not called the Tainus. But if you fasted till after Chatzos, that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch from the Rishonim, you should be careful on Shabbos to make Kiddush before Chatzos, you should start eating before. Otherwise, you're in violation of observing a tonus on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, if it rains before Chatzos, then you don't have to fast the rest of the day. If it rains after Chatzos, since you already had a haskal of a tonus, so you should fast till the end of the day. So the Mishnah says, if it rains on a yom tonus, it rains before Chatzos, so everybody should go home and eat a filling meal, and then they should come back to shul, gather together, and recite halal to express our gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving the rain. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, why did they go home first to eat? They're not starving. They're not so hungry. It's only 11 o'clock in the morning. Let them go to shul and say halal. Not going to sing halal for 2 hours. Let them go to shul and say halal for 15 minutes. And then they go home and they'll eat. So the Gemara says, no. Ein omrim halal el al keres meleya v'nefesh seveya. The halal will sound better. They'll say it with more gishmak if they'll eat a filling meal, then they'll come back to shul. So Taisus on the Daf asks, well, we always say halal on Rosh Chodesh and on Yontif, in between Shachris and Musaf, nobody ate. We're not having keres malei and nefesh seveya. So the Taisus doesn't read too well. Taisus Yontif points out on Mishnayis. The Taisus on that Daf is a little magumgam, but what they seem to be answering is that there are two kinds of halal. The halal, b'shas ha-yeshua, should be al keres maleiv and nefesh seveya. Halal zechel and nes, halal adav simchas yontif. That you don't need keres maleiv and nefesh seveya. Halal b'shas hanes, b'shas hayeshua. That you should really only say after a sudas haidoya, then the halal will be sung in a better fashion. So the Baal HaMoor says on Pesach night we say b'chol davar dar chayvarim lirsus atzmo kili atzmo zan fich anach nachayom al halal. It's a halal b'shas hayeshua. So therefore, we should really eat the meal first and then recite the halal at the end. We want to demonstrate that the whole meal is nikvah as a sudas haidoya. So we say a little bit of the halal before, and the bulk of the halal, the main part, is recited afterwards. So that's a machloikas in the Mishnah, the Beishamah and the Besilah, how much of the halal do you say before? So Beishamah say you only say the first chapter. He started a little bit, and the bulk of the whole halal is going to be afterwards. And Besilah say no. Since it's Yitzias Mitzrayim, Pesach and Yitzias Mitzrayim, so say the second section also till Chalomish Lamayin Amoyim, but really the main part of the halal, they both agree. Main part of the halal is really the halal that you say after the meal, Keres Maleya, the Nefesh Seveya. you only say a little bit the haschol of the hal before to be kaveh the suda as a suda soidoyo. Okay, blenera tomorrow. We'll continue.
Ten forty-five.
Okay. Then they asked me to speak on Pesach tomorrow night, if there'll be anybody here, between 9 and 10.